Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie in Alpine with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an inquiry into allegations of bullying, violence and misogyny in the CFMEU have begun in Brisbane. Led by Stuart Ward, AMKC, the probe will examine allegations of involvement of organised crime in the CFMEU and impacts of misconduct on Queensland construction. The first witness to appear and the report's author, Geoffrey Watson SC, labels the alleged use of violence as a way to, quote, support a pursuit of political, industrial and financial power, end quote, in his report. Mr. Watson's report blames former Secretary Michael Ravbar and former Assistant Secretary Jade Ingham for most of the culture. The inquiry will deliver a report with findings and recommendations before August 1st, 2026.
In national news, calls are being made for WA Police Commissioner, but for WA Police to employ more Indigenous community liaison officers, and that 20 officers to serve the whole state is just not good enough. Cole Blanche, WA Police Commissioner, insists that there are more Aboriginal police officers serving than ever before. However, his office refused to disclose how many Indigenous people were employed. Michelle Turvey is the Assistant Director of the WA Police Aboriginal Affairs Division and has said that her aim in joining the force was to ensure the goal of 50 community liaison officers was met. She said that a lack of funding was responsible, and Blanche has confirmed he is hoping to lobby the state government for more additional funding.
A sawmill in Gippsland has been shut down, leaving more than 70 people redundant before Christmas. 73 workers were told on Tuesday that the Associated Kildryers KAD sawmill at Yarram was shutting down immediately. AKD, Australia's biggest softwood producer, employs 1,000 people nationwide and has reported that issues in the construction industry is responsible for the mill shutdown. According to the Timber, Furnishing and Textiles Union, this closure is a massive concern for the future of the small Gippsland township.
In international news, Cloudflare, a global cloud service and cybersecurity firm that channels around 20% of the internet's traffic, experienced a major outage late last night. Major affected sites include X, Spotify, OpenAI, and Uber. Cloudflare confirmed it was an internal error on their end with a bug in their service to root out bots. The issue is now resolved. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.